You have, of course, been one of those forefront researchers in the country, the world, for chemtrails. Anything new here to your investigations or what might be going on?
First of all, I'm getting some of my first reports out of St. Petersburg, Russia. That's October of last year. A report out of New Zealand, that would be a first. He said the trails there were like the trails on the cover of my book, Chemtrails Confirmed. I don't have photographs from either location, so I can't, you know, verify by eye, but I found that of interest. Hewitt, Texas, here in Canada, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, places reporting film, this angel hair substance falling from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
The person in Hewitt, Texas, said he's seen it hanging for miles on light posts along the highway. I mean, that goes back to the beginning of my investigation here on coast to coast, the same phenomena. Reports from Three Rivers, Michigan. More recently, I've been getting calls from Bremerton, Washington, almost every day, reporting vivid rainbow colors filling almost the whole sky that look like petroleum or chemical residue, especially when viewed through sunglasses.
This weaving look, I used to think, though there are spiders that do this, but I used to think that they were just pure spider webs, and they are not, because they're just too huge. I mean, they took up, when I last saw them back in the St. Louis, William, must have been about 100 feet by 100 feet in the early morning, and clearly was not a spider web at all. Something had dropped from the sky.
Wow, I would like to see them personally. That's quite a strong eyewitness account. I'm reminded of the police officer some years ago at the Denver International Airport watching these things come down all over his uniform, all over the terminal building. He was afraid to mention it to his buddies for their reaction, but when he finally brought it up, they said, oh, it's spiders, and his reply is classic. He said, oh, yeah, in December in Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, where they should be hibernating or dead.
Yeah.
What do you think's going on with this?
Well, I'm absolutely convinced that it is primarily a climate modification project. I say this not only because we have the Hughes patent from the early 90s laying this out as an actual blueprint. We have the late Dr. Edward Teller calling for a sunscreen to be placed over the Earth. I think we all know tonight that this planet is in a dire climate emergency. The ice cap in the Arctic is melting so quickly it's going to vanish within about 30 years with untold consequences. This is an emergency. Governments know this, by the way, because I've talked to the top scientists who advise the government here in Canada and governments around the world that we have a climate emergency here with global warming. But not only that, you know, I go with bottom line here, George, bottom line with the air traffic controllers, the FAA, the government of the United States, their own employees saying at every major airport in the United States, coast to coast, north to south, we see these all the time on our radar. They are U.S. Air Force tankers, radar identified. They own the airspace that they're in. We're directing airliners. We are ordered to direct airliners underneath them because whatever's coming out of these airplanes is obscuring our scopes with a haze, and we're concerned for flight safety, so we bring the airliners in lower where we can see them, and we are concerned about fallout affecting people on the ground. Again, that's coast to coast, and of course we have our air traffic control manager on the East Coast backing all of this up, watching the tankers fly north into Canadian airspace, and in Canada, where I'm speaking from, the next province over, Alberta, we have an eyewitness account watching it on radar, air traffic control, then going outside and visually identifying the Japan Airlines 747 on radar, no contrail, and the two tankers that have flown down from Alaska and are circling the city of Edmonton, Petro 1 and Petro 2, they were called, and visually identifying the long lingering plumes in the same airspace in the same time. I find that very, very hard to refute.
Now, if they're trying to do something with the weather, what are they trying to do with it? I mean, what do they want to accomplish here?
Well, they've got to do something about global warming, and the only real solution to at least mitigate the effects, because we're well into it now, is to cut drastically our petroleum pollution from our automobiles and our airliners in particular. Governments, of course, don't want to do that.
Well, I know, but I mean, the spraying itself is doing what?
Well, I'm saying that in order to combat global warming, by putting reflectant materials, aluminum oxide.
Uh-huh.
We're not talking aluminum, by the way. We're talking aluminum oxide, which is about as non-toxic and ubiquitous as sand in itself, but extremely toxic in the 10-micron sizes that are being sprayed, because the EPA calls any particulate.
Is that why we may be having so many respiratory problems around this country?
I don't think there's any question that regular air pollution from automobiles and industry is cranking up the death rate in American cities. That's statistically accurate. We know that Mr. Bush has, dismantled regulations and is going ahead with coal-fired plants. That's a big problem, because particulates of the 10-micron size or smaller, and one of the hairs on your head is 100 microns across in diameter, so microscopic. These things are an extreme human health hazard, leading to an increased mortality, that is, actual death within 24 hours of exposure. Chemtrails fall into this air pollution category, and they also, according to two scientists working on the chemtrails projects in Ohio at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, who spoke on the record with Columbus Alive magazine's Bob Fitrakis, an award-winning reporter, they said, we're worried that these, they don't call them chemtrails, but that we're worried that these materials that are being sprayed for military purposes are bringing down fungi, bacteria, and viruses that live and breed in the upper atmosphere and don't bother people at all.
Interesting.